It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ahoy and welcome to the Short Stuff. I'm Josh, there's Chuck, and this is Short Stuff about wombats.
Is that the sound they make?
No, but it is for people who live outside of Australia.
Oh, okay. Well, this Short Stuff came about just from our recording 2 days ago on, which one was that in? Was that in the appendix?
Yeah, appendix, because we talked about digestion and pooping.
Yeah, and you said something about wombats having square poop, and I was like, what? And you were like, yeah, and you, because you're in front of my face, you showed me a picture, mm-hmm. which was amazing. Mm-hmm. Maybe you texted it to me too, because you're so used to doing that. And I said, we should do a Short Stuff on this, and here we are 2 days later, by God, and we're doing it.
We are. We're talking about square poop, square poop, square, square. Poop.
Yeah. I started to say yeah and something else and it came out weird.
There. What's going on with you?
I don't know. I will say this though. This, after researching this, this really clears up that old saying that I'd heard since I was a kid that I never got, which is that guy is square as wombat.
I guess I've not heard that before.
You never
have you really heard that? Somebody say that?
Yeah, like some, you know, you'll see some nerd, that guy is square as wombat. I was like, what does that even mean?
You just keep saying that, huh?
I love it. I think we should start it. I just made it up today.
Okay, so regardless of all these phrases, there's really only one animal on the planet that poops in cubes, and that is the wombat. And I think in particular, the bare-nosed wombat, which are, by the way, Chuck, about as cute as they come.
Yeah. Australia's got two things. They have animals that will kill you dead and animals that you only want to hug.
Yes. But sometimes that will kill you dead too.
Yes, exactly. That's the great thing about Australia.
So these the wombats, they're usually described as stout. They're very thick. They have short legs, but they're really powerful and they'd use them to dig. They have long claws that they use to dig subterranean burrows in. And they're cousins of the koala, and they kind of look like. They look a bit like a cross between a koala and a little tiny bear.
A stuffed animal, if we're
being
honest.
Yeah, basically. But I suspect that because of those sharp claws, you don't want to get between a mama wombat and her baby wombat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and they're also bigger than I thought. For some reason, I thought wombats were fairly small, but they weigh up to 77 pounds mm-hmm. or 35 kilograms if you're in Australia. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty territorial, but they do share their space with their friends.
That's so cute.
That is very cute. They will mark their trails and stuff with scent and those little cube-shaped poops, which I don't think we even mentioned yet. They poop out 100 six-sided turds every single day.
Man, you use the T word.
I mean, is that a bad word?
It's not bad. It's just, it's
Sounds
one
gross.
Of my most hated words of all.
Well, it looks even grosser spelled out for some
yeah.
reason.
Everything about it is terrible. It even, that word itself
it.
Even looks brown somehow. I'm not sure how, but it does. Everything about it is wrong.
Oh, I don't know if I should say this. No, I'm not going to say this. Go ahead.
Okay. Are we going to leave that in, though?
Yeah, let's leave it in. And people will be like, oh, man, you got to tell us.
But you said it, six-sided T words, right? So it looks
yeah.
like they look vaguely like dice. And even if you're just like, I mean, I guess it's a cube. It's not a perfect cube. Look at your poop and then look at wombat poop and see which one's closer to cube-like. And you're going to say, oh, yeah, definitely the wombat. And then if you stop and say, well, wait a minute. The wombat is the only animal on the planet that poops cubes. This is kind of weird and maybe worth investigating. And for a long time, no one wanted to kill a wombat to dissect it and figure out what was going on in there. So we just basically walked around and said, it must have something of a square-shaped rectum. I guess that's it. That's going to solve the thing.
Well, yeah, but I think the very first thing that someone did was look, you know, on the hindquarters – and say, no, that is round as round can be.
Yeah, I think they were expecting one of those Play-Doh squeeze-through shapes. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
But they're like, it's a star. It's a octagon. Right. You know? No, sure. It was just a normal size
round
bottom
anus.
Hole. Yeah, an anus. And I think a researcher even put his finger in there just to make sure. He's like, no, it's round.
Oh, gosh. There we go.
I think we should. Oh, yes. You're the guy who said turds, and now you're suddenly grossed out.
Well, you say bottom hole, then you said a guy put his finger in it.
Right. Put his finger in the wombat's bottom hole.
After 13 years, I never know where you're going to fall.
So that's great. I like to keep you on your toes. And here's another one for everybody out there. This is going to keep you on your toes. We're going to ad break.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Who hasn't heard names like Achilles or Odysseus, Cassandra, Medusa? But how much do you know about them from the ancient world? Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the podcast bringing the ancient sources to life. Greek myth and history is timeless, and unless you've been living under a rock, you have seen just how true that is today. But there is so much more to these characters and stories than what pop culture can do justice. I'm Liv Albert, the host of Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, and every week I bring you stories from the ancient world, both mythological and historical, to breathe new life into these thousands of years old stories. I'm also regularly joined by some of the most brilliant names in the field of archaeology and ancient history, authors of your favorite retellings from today, and everyone in between. Join me as I dive into the wild world of the ancient Greeks and their stories. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. The first study was looking under that tail. And they said, nope, it's round and it's an anus.
Yes.
It's not a Play-Doh machine.
No.
The second test they did, like you said, they didn't want to kill him. In 2018, they found one that was hit by a car at the University of Tasmania. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Scott Carver said, you know what? I'm treating these, or I'm looking into treating mange disease in wombats anyway. So let me dissect this thing. Let me look at the intestines, and holy moly, they have a couple of grooves in their intestines where they're a little more elastic than the rest. And that was in 2018, and I think a couple of years later is when they did a further test, right?
Yeah, at our own Georgia Tech down the street.
Was that a tech?
Yeah, David Hugh, a biomechanics researcher at Georgia Tech, led this second American group into wombat intestines and why wombat poop is square. They don't mention that David Hu and his team waited for a wombat to get hit by a car like the Australian researchers. It just says they dissected two wombats. So probably best not to ask too many questions around that.
Well, also, how did they get a wombat in Atlanta?
Exactly. They were just, maybe they had them shipped in and then they just kind of pushed them out towards 75. See, wait, you know, let nature take its course.
Yeah, or they just picked up the phone and called any Australian number, and some guy said, I'll get you two wombats. what's your address, or whatever they call an address.
That's pretty great. So regardless, they got their hands on a couple of wombats. May have been alive, may not. We're not quite sure exactly what happened there. But they really focused on the intestines and that elastic part. And they found that not only is there a region that's more elastic, that's less constricting in the intestines of the wombats than other parts, they also found one part that's stiffer than the rest. And mm-hmm. that all of this weirdness in the intestines takes place in about the last 17% of the wombat's intestines. And that it's here, finally, they figured out that the square poop starts to take its shape.
Yeah, and it happens because, I mean, I think the stiff portions, like a stiff rubber band, oh, basically the whole thing like a rubber band. The stiff portions are like a stiff rubber band, which mm-hmm. isn't a thing. I hate to break it to David Ew. And the softer regions are more droopy and kind of hang down. So it creates like this wave-like action. And it, the whole key to me seems like how slow these 40,000 contractions happen
right.
to get this poop out. It seems like it's just a very slow process and just kind of molds it into a little square or a cube.
Yeah. I mean, we have like a pretty long digestive tract, but the wombat's intestines are 10 times longer than the wombat itself. And its digestion process takes about 4 times longer than a human's. It gets every bit of moisture and water out of
yeah.
it, every nutrient it can possibly get. So it poops out these very dry cubed poops. And it does that because the digestive process takes so long. But the other key to it, too, Chuck, is that the contractions of moving the poop through the intestines in basically every other animal on Earth, those contractions and the movements are the same everywhere around the intestine.
Right.
The wombat is, as far as we know, the only animal that has different sections that move differently at different times. And that's what produces the edges and the squares and the shape of the square poop. They finally figured it out. It's one of those things where it helps a lot if you're a biomechanics researcher
uh-huh.
because they are not the best at explaining things. So it's kind of hard to get. It's one of those things that you just have to say, oh, the intestines move differently than other intestines. And it has the time to create these sides and shapes.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like a perfect little square compression machine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that it's set up to be that way, which sort of lends itself to the question, like, well, why is this happening then? If it's this perfect little machine making these little square poops that frankly look quite delicious and edible because they're so dry, it looks like a little candied treat or something.
It just sunk in what you just said.
What? About it being delicious?
You just said wombat poops look delicious.
Well, they do. It looks like a little chocolate confection to me.
Okay.
I mean, if you put one on a bunch of them on a plate at a party, I might actually mistake one, you know?
Did you just make air quotes when you said mistake?
Jerk. All right. So, it lends itself to the question, like, why is this happening? Why is it making these perfect little cube poops? And who has an idea that, hey, maybe, you know, these things poop on rocks and tree logs and branches and stuff mm-hmm. to mark their area. And obviously something square will sit better. And maybe evolutionarily speaking, that's just what happened over the years.
Yeah. And I mean, his guess is as good as any. He's the one who dissected the wombats and found the whole intestine thing. And actually, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. I haven't heard any rival explanations, I should say.
No. I mean, he got a Ig Nobel Prize, right?
Mm-hmm. He definitely did. And he's saying, like, I'm a biomechanics guy. He published, by the way, the article in the journal Soft Matter, for real. and he's saying, like, there's biomechanically speaking, we could probably use how the wombat's intestines work as some sort of model or inspiration for shaping other things. But really, the most immediate practical application it has is that the drier and squarer wombat poop is, the healthier the wombat is. So it can be used as a measure or standard for wombats kept in captivity.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. So Wu's like, I'm contributing. I'm not just a wombat murderer. You know, I'm contributing to the greater good. They're just those two. Let's not talk about them.
Yeah. You just take a bite. You go, oh, super dry. That's a healthy wombat.
Right. Yep, you pass it around in the hors d'oeuvre tray
yep.
and see
you
what happens.
You got any milk, by the way? Yep. Very dry.
It's a little, well, it must be pollen season. So Chuck just laughed. There's a pregnant pause of awkward silence, which means everybody, short stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.